Kolde Vinlager podcast. I dette afsnit så skal vi høre fra endnu en af vores dygtige producenter. Denne her gang så skal vi altså langt sydpå, fordi vi skal nemlig høre fra Mandy Dewing, som er salgs- og marketingmanager for Sarensburg, og det ligger altså i Tulbagh i Sydafrika. Og mig og Mandy, vi fik en snak til vores årlige smagning, som skete ud på Børsen i København. Og her der spurgte jeg ind til, hvordan det er at producere vin i Sydafrika, og hvordan de laver vinene, og hvordan de smager. Så gør dig klar til endnu et Q&A-afsnit, som det jo er. Og hvis du gerne vil have noget overordnet baggrundsviden om Sydafrika først, så lyt altså til afsnit 21, så får du nemlig det hele med. Så velkommen til, Mandy. Kan du fortælle lidt om dig selv og forklare, hvad du arbejder med?
Thank you. Good afternoon. And it's wonderful to be here in Denmark. My name is Mandy Dewing and I'm the sales and marketing manager for Sarensburg Wine Cellar in the little village of Tulbagh in the Western Cape. I joined the farm in 2010. I've been in the industry, in the wine industry in South Africa since 1984. So I'm almost celebrating 40 years in the industry with only four jobs. I've had four jobs in the industry. Started off working for a big company called the Bergkelder, where we distributed and sold 19 of the top private estates. And I then joined a distribution company. I ran a wine store for 13 years. It became the largest wine store up north in Pretoria. That's where all the ambassadors live and a lot of the government officials, and just got a little bit tired of the retail and the controversialness of dealing with staff members. And I left that business in 2010. And the owner of Sarensburg, who initially lived in Pretoria, and I'd been one of the first stores in Pretoria to sell Sarensburg. He offered me the job to come and work for the farm as the sales and marketing manager. So I joined them in 2010. So it's almost 13 years that I've been with this wonderful brand.
Hvad er så historien bag Sarensburg?
So the farm was bought by Nick van Haestien, a very successful businessman from Pretoria, in 2002. And we always have the joke back home, why do you want to buy a wine farm? You know, you've got to start off with a lot of money and you end up making a little bit of money. It's a big joke back home because a wine farm really does draw every single cent from your pocket to make it successful. So Nick bought the property in 2002. He enjoyed drinking wine, so he thought, well, let me buy a property which I'll be able to turn into a fantastic wine farm. Never, I don't think, realized the potential of the property that he bought. He employed our current cellar master, Dewald Haynes. Dewald joined in 2003 and was very instrumental in the building and the layout and the whole architecture of the cellar, because Dewald is quite specific in the way that he likes to make his wine. So he, I think, was very privileged to be able to have a say in the whole design of the cellar. So the cellar was built, including an art gallery, because the owner, Nick van Haestien, is totally passionate about South African contemporary art. So we have a lot of art in the gardens, and we've now got not one art gallery, but two art galleries, which home all his collection, all the art that he has purchased over the years. So we have a saying, where nature meets art makes wine. So you come to Sarensburg, and not only do you have the wonderful art that you can admire, but you get to taste the fantastic award-winning wines made by Dewald Haynes. So Dewald joined in 2003. The first vintage was 2004. Up until then, it hadn't been a grape producing farm. So Dewald was able to start from scratch, planting vineyards, right from the word go. And he has been with the farm right from 2003 and is still the current cellar master and winemaker.
Sydafrika, det er jo et relativt nyt vinland, og det er også et land, der har sådan lidt tumultarisk historie, Så hvordan er det at bo i Sydafrika?
Challenging. But can we just avoid that subject? I love South Africa, but at the moment it's very, very challenging. And we went through a very challenging period during COVID. We were the only country in the whole world that wasn't allowed to sell alcohol, which doesn't make sense. It was absolutely diabolical. But one never really heard of anybody not being able to sell alcohol. So we all found our ways and means of still supporting our wonderful industry and getting it sold and getting it into people's homes and into consumers. And I really do think that COVID was very good for Sarensburg. It made people aware of the farm. And I think maybe it was because people were spending so much more time at home. I was very proactive with our social media, and we would do at least 2 posts a day, 7 days a week, advertising and promoting and marketing the wine farm. And when people were able to travel, they traveled down to the Cape, and even the people that lived in the Cape traveled out to Tulbagh. Tulbagh's 120 kilometers northwest of Cape Town. Tiny little village that was devastated by an earthquake in 1969. So we actually have 2 wines. Their names reflect back on the earthquake. We have a white wine called Earth in Motion, because the earth did go into movement and motion with the earthquake. And our red Bordeaux blend, the seismic. If you Google the translation of seismic, it means movement of earth. So just 2 names that we've given back to the remembrance of the earthquake in 69. It was a devastating earthquake. So the little area is full of history and intrigue, and there's definitely more to the little village than one could imagine. Not only do we have a few really great wine farms, I do believe that Sarensburg is the best in Tulbagh, but obviously I am biased and not trying to be controversial, but it is most certainly one of the most consistently awarded wine farms, not only in Tulbagh, but in the Cape.
Og hvad med de lokale? Drikker de også vin? Altså, er der en interesse for vin blandt sydafrikanerne?
There most certainly is. There is a growing market. We've always had huge big wine shows. There's one that happens every year in October up in the Sandton Convention Centre called Wine X. And probably 3/4 of the South African wine farms present their wines over 3 days. We actually had it last week, and last Friday night, I think it was record numbers of 12,000 people that attended the wine show. And it's from every walk and every aspect of life. Multicultural, different nationalities, everybody came out. We'd actually had a terrorist attack scare. And despite that, people still came to Sandton, still came to the convention centre to participate. So there's definitely a following. We have a large supermarket chain called Pick and Pay. They do a lot of wine sales, and they've gone more premium. So their wine offering is of a premium range of wines, and they do these shows around the country in all the major cities. In total, there's been about 5, and it includes music and wine farms and food and a theatre of wine, so the wine presenters can actually get up and talk about the wines, and been very, very successful. It's a day out. It's almost like going to the races back in the day. The ladies put on their best dresses and the highest heels and the most outrageous outfits. But it's getting people to start drinking wine, because prior to that, the majority of South Africans drank beer, but there's now definitely a following with wine, and most definitely imported champagne. There's a huge following of champagne. We make a cup glacique, because in South Africa we're not allowed to call it champagne, but it's made in exactly the same style as champagne. And with the worldwide shortage of champagne, I can only see great things happening with our cup glacique for the future.
Okay, de laver også en champagnekopi hos Sarensberg, altså den her Metode Carte Classique, som også hedder en MCC. Og det er helt klart en af mine favoritvin i vores sortiment hos Olde Vinlager. Altså, den minder rigtig meget om champagne, men den koster bare langt under, hvad en rigtig champagne ville koste. Men altså, Sydafrika er jo også kendt for at lave franske kopier, så blandet Bordeaux Blends og Rhône-druer. Men de laver også Viognier og Chenin Blanc og Chardonnay, som jo også er kendte fra Frankrig. Men vinene, de har dog deres eget sydafrikanske touch, hvor man ligesom fornemmer varmen. Men der er altså også mange producenter, som også kan få den her franske kølighed frem i vinene. Så hvordan er terroiret i Tulbagh, hvor Sarensberg hører til?
The terroir is different. So I'm going to talk about we. It's a family-owned business, and I'm not part of the family, but I do talk because I'm so loyal to the family. There are two portions of the farm. So Delt is very proactive in where he plants and what cultivars he plants. Our focus is Shiraz. It's Delt's focus. Obviously, the winemaker needs to have a passion for what he is planting, and he needs to know what terroir, what grounds, what altitude. So we have quite diverse ground, terroir and altitude. And each of these vineyards gives a completely different dimension to the wine that we are able to then pick those vineyards, make them as single cultivars, but then ultimately blend it all in to the Shiraz.
Sarensberg, de producerer jo mange forskellige vin. Så hvad er det, de har i sortimentet?
The passion has been Shiraz, and Delt has successfully, since the first vintage, 2004, got the recognition as one of the most consistently awarded Shiraz producers in South Africa. We've just recently, 2 months ago, had the Shiraz SA announcement, and he got awarded a huge trophy for producing consistency over the last decade, 10 years. So it has been recognized as a consistent wine producer. Not only do we produce Shiraz, but we produce other Rhone cultivars. So we have Grenache, Mourvèdre, Viognier, Roussanne, which are all grape varieties that originated from the Northern Rhone. And our flagship wine is the Full Circle, which is made up predominantly Shiraz, then Grenache, Mourvèdre, minute portion, 3%, between 2 and 3% of Viognier, which is a great white grape variety, and Roussanne, which is another white grape variety. Incredibly sought after. Very limited production, so it's the best of the best that goes into that blend, the Full Circle, on a yearly basis.
Nu siger Mandy, at de dyrker mange druer, som stammer fra Rhonedalen i Sydfrankrig. Så hvad er forskellen på vinene fra Rhone og så dem fra Sarensberg?
Well, obviously terroir, because the terroir is so different. The South African terroir to the French terroir. We also do a Bordeaux blend, which is Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cab Franc, and Malbec. So you've got the Rhone and you've got the Bordeaux varieties that we do plant and plant very successfully on the farm. We do Sauvignon Blanc, which is a very popular white cultivar, and as far as the sales pitch, the South Africans do drink Sauvignon Blanc. And we do a Chenin Blanc, which is also quite uniquely South African. We, as I'm quite sure you know, Pinotage is uniquely South African. But Delt has made the concerted decision not to make a Pinotage on the farm because his focus is Shiraz. He himself was brought up on a grape-producing farm in an area called the Swartland. And his father has recently sold the farm, but Delt used to source the grapes of Pinotage from his father's farm and make a Pinotage under his own name. We do have various styles of pinotage and qualities of pinotage. A lot of them inferior, not the greatest quality pinotage, but I still do believe that there's a future for pinotage, but good pinotage. I think we, as a wine society, confused the consumer around the world with pinotage and made too many different styles. And I think the consumer generally worldwide just got a bit tired of these over rubber smelling burnt rubber wines. But it's a cultivar that's so uniquely South African. And hopefully it gets revived. There are some phenomenal pinotages that are coming out of South Africa.
Ja, Mandy nævner her pinotage-druen, som er en sydafrikansk sort. Og det er en krydsning af altså Pinot Noir og så Sangsu. Men den har en ret speciel smag. Men hvis den håndteres rigtigt, så kan den altså blive ret elegant og nærmest en Pinot Noir-agtigt. Men der er altså mange producenter, som laver den, hvor den får sådan lidt den her sådan brændte gummi-agtige smag. Det er sådan lidt en acquired taste, men også en meget populær og meget, meget kendt og klassisk stil for Sydafrika. Men Sarensberg, de laver jo også vin på Rhône-druer og Bordeaux-druer. Og i Frankrig, der er de jo kendt for at modne rigtig godt i flasken. Så hvordan udvikler de her versioner fra Sarensberg sig så?
Incredibly well. Under ideal conditions, 2004 was the first vintage. And every now and then, I am very privileged to be part of the tastings where we open up literally from 2004 to the current vintage that we're selling at the moment, which is anything between the 2019 vintage and the 2020. And the wines are just, every wine has got, at one stage it used to be the even years that were exceptional, and then it was the odd years. And now it just would seem that every single vintage just outperforms the previous one, just gets better and better. And that I must give credit to the winemaker. Dervelt, I always joke with him, and do you sprinkle fairy dust over the vineyards at night? But we do things very differently because we've got a very warm climate in Tulbagh. So when we start harvest at midnight. It's the coolest time for not only the labourers to go out and pick the grapes, but it's the coolest time to pick the grapes. All the grapes then come back to the cellar and they all go into a walk-in, very large fridge. Everything gets chilled down to 4 degrees centigrade before anything starts happening with those grapes. And then every single grape is hand-sorted. So whatever the cultivar, whatever the size must be, if they're too small or they've been sun damaged, they get taken out on the sorting table. It's really something special to see. Very labor intensive and time intensive, but there's no substitute for quality. We're going to make the best wine, whatever it takes.
Ja, det er en rigtig attitude. Men hvordan laver de vinene?
So, as I said, we start harvest at midnight. We pick the grapes. The grapes come into the cellar. As the trays are full, they come back to the cellar. They go into the cold storage. All get chilled down to 4 degrees. Every grape then gets sorted by hand, whether it be white wine. Then the crushing starts, whether it be red wine, the same. Obviously, with the red wine, the skin lies in the juice for a period of time. That's not only to get the color of the wine, but also to get the flavors of the grapes. We do manual punch downs, which is also rather labor intensive. The wine gets filtered. It then gets, with the red wines, it goes into either aged wood that we've used 2 or 3 times before, or with the full circle and the Sarensberg Shiraz, it goes into new French oak, which is also very costly expensive because aged barrels that we're buying in South Africa from France have a huge price to them. And then they stay in barrel, the red wines, anything between 18 months and 20, 24 months before the wines get bottled, the juice gets bottled, and then it gets sold. So most of the time you're buying a wine in the bottle that's at least 2 or 3 years old before we sell it.
Mandy, hvordan smager jeres vin?
Come and taste them. Phenomenal. I've had such success once again with our Cap Classique. I have a saying, you need to drink our Cap Classique before your first coffee in the morning because it gives you personality and it just gets you going. It's phenomenal. As I said earlier, it's made in the same tradition as the French make their champagne. It's 100% Chardonnay, so it's a Blanc de Blanc. It's vintage. 2018 is what we're selling currently. Great way to start the day. We do a Sauvignon Blanc, which is so typically South African, but really so underrated, the Sauvignon Blanc from Sarensburg. We do a Chenin. We then do 100% Viognier. We do a Roussanne. And then we go on to the red wines. We do two styles of Shiraz. So we do a Provenance Shiraz, which is grapes that come from the farm and also juice that we buy in from other producers because we produce that. That is our biggest production, the Provenance Shiraz. Then the Sarensburg Shiraz, the wine is all, the grapes are all from the farm and the wine is matured in French oak barrels for, and that's all new French oak for approximately 20 months. And then we do the Seismic and the Full Circle. And then the individual cultivars of Mourvèdre, Grenache, we do on a very small scale and very limited production.
Hvordan parer man så de her Sarensburg vin med?
The Viognier must be one of the most acceptable wines, in my opinion, from our portfolio to pair with food. It's one of, it's just such an exciting grape variety. We mature it in second and third French oak barrels, only for 9 months. So there's a butteriness, but it's a cultivar that stands up to anything that's slightly spicy, but it goes with fish, it goes with meat. It's just such a versatile food wine. The Provenance Shiraz pairs well with food, but it's made in a lighter style and a more accessible style that when you get home from work and you're just wanting a glass of red wine, you open up a bottle of Provenance Shiraz and it's very acceptable on the palate to enjoy. The Sarensburg Shiraz and the Seismic and the Full Circle are phenomenally good pairing wines paired with the correct food. But that's something that you could just have so much fun with because wine is fun. Wine and food is what gets us all going every day.
Nu ved jeg godt, at Mandy ikke selv laver vinene hos Sarensburg, men hun er jo en del af hele den her Sarensburg-familie. Så hvordan er hendes opfattelse af at være vinmager i Sydafrika?
I think if you're working for the right people and you've got the right boss that believes in you and believes in his property and sees the future of investing in vines and winemaking's an expensive, it's not a cheap process. And with the electricity demand and outages that we have in the country, we've got a huge, massive generator that runs 24 hours, and there's a huge cost to that. And I think the wine farms through COVID really felt pressurized because a lot of them were sitting with wine still in tanks and the next vintage wines were coming in and they had to get rid of that wine that was already in the tank. So it's challenging. It's definitely not easy.
Så det altså ikke altid en dans på roser at være vinmager i Sydafrika. Altså i hvert fald ikke de sidste par år. Så hvordan er fremtiden for Sarensburg?
Exciting, I hope. There's a new generation. Dervold has been there right from the beginning. He still has many years and he's incredibly passionate. And the farm in general, I think not only from a wine farm, the owner has started planting blueberries, and blueberries financially, I think, will help the wine farm. I think there's probably more money in blueberries worldwide than there is wine. But there's a very positive future for Sarensburg.
Og er der en fremtid for sydafrikansk vin, altså helt generelt?
It has to. There's got to be future. I've got to believe in it. You know, we can't be doom and gloom. We just got to be positive about the future. And we see positivity. We see positivity in sales and the production and the excitement of a new generation, younger and younger generation that are taking the chance and bringing out wines that are unusual, bottling that's unusual, labels that are unusual, packaging that's unusual. So it's exciting. It's exciting. It's keeping up. It's keeping to the trends. And it's been an innovative. And from a marketing perspective, one just has to be, you've got to be open to new, because there is a future. I do believe that.
Mærker I noget til klimaforandringerne I Sydafrika?
I think that's a worldwide, and there again, it depends on the cellar master and the cellar how they deal with that.
Mandy, der noget vin du kan anbefale til vores lyttere, altså udover Sarensberg?
That's very difficult because I'm so passionate and loyal to Sarensberg. But there are some great South African wines, but as they're great international wines. I'm a bubbly girl. I love champagne. I absolutely adore champagne and have been very fortunate to visit Champagne and Bordeaux, and I can't answer that. Sarensberg. Sarensberg's the best wine.
Okay, men hvilken Sarensberg vin så?
Oh, there we go. Start your day with bubbles. There's a wine in our portfolio for, personally, wine for me is a mood. You've got to be in the mood to enjoy. And there's a wine for each time of the day, and there's a wine for each mood in our portfolio.
Ja, den altså også med på. Altså, det jo egentlig også et tarvligt spørgsmål, fordi der jo et hav af vine til enhver begivenhed, eller enhver situation, eller hvilken som helst humør. Så det har du altså fuldstændig ret i, Mani. Men tusind tak, fordi at du var med her i Børsens flotte lokaler, og du gad at snakke med os. Men med det her til sidst, er der så noget, du ellers vil sige til vores lyttere?
Come and visit Sarensberg. We've got the most incredible self-catering cottages, so you can stay in the cottage and wake up to the beautiful views of the Sarensberg mountain. And just breathe in the fresh air. Go for long walks, hikes. If you've got a mountain bike, you bring your mountain bike with you. You can cycle up the mountains. South Africa's calling. Come and visit.
Ah ja, jeg glæder mig altså også til at komme og besøge Sarensberg I Tulbagh. Altså, der nogle fantastiske landskaber og et lækkert klima. Og så gør det jo heller ikke noget, at det ligesom her I Tulbagh, og I Sydafrika helt generelt, at man finder nogle af verdens mest spændende vine. Altså især til prisen også. Altså Sydafrika, de leverer nemlig altid tårnhøj kvalitet i forhold til, hvor lidt man skal smide efter dem. Så kom ud og prøv noget Sarensberg, og husk, at jeg har lagt nogle links op til vinene her i episodenoterne. Og husk også at trykke abonner på podcasten, så du altid den første, der får besked om nye afsnit. Og så kan du også holde dig opdateret på vores Instagram og Facebook, hvor du både får gode tilbud og nyheder. Og hvis du undrer dig over noget vinrelateret, så kan du bare skrive til mig på Instagram, fordi jeg svarer på alle spørgsmål. Og så håber jeg også bare, at du vil svinge forbi en af vores mange butikker landet over, fordi her der står min kollega altså også klar til at hjælpe dig med dit næste vinkøb. Så Sarensberg-vinene, de venter derude. Og jeg tør altså godt at indrømme, at det en af mine personlige favoritter her hos Holde Vinlager. Men jeg håber altså, at du er blevet klogere af det her afsnit. Og jeg håber altså også, at du er frisk på at lære endnu mere om vin i afsnit 59 af Holde Vinlager podcast. Vi lyttes ved.